Bank of America says it has lost computer data tapes containing personal information from over a million federal employees. The bank says there's no sign the data has been stolen or is being misused, but just in case, Bank of America will notify the employees so they can take necessary steps to prevent identity theft. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
The tapes contained information for 1.2 million SmartPay accounts. These federal procurement cards are used for travel and expenses. The bank won't say exactly what sort of information was on the tapes, but says they may have contained everything from name and address to Social Security numbers. That would make the information very useful for identity thieves who could use the data to establish bogus lines of credit. Linda Foley of the Identity Theft Resource Center says potential victims of this crime need to take some basic precautions.
Their first step is to call the three credit reporting agencies, Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion, put a fraud alert on their credit reports, and order their free report, which they get as a potential victim of identity theft.
The B of A announcement comes a little over a week after Georgia-based ChoicePoint announced that thieves masquerading as legitimate businesses obtain information about 145,000 consumers. Apparently, that information has already contributed to more than 700 cases of identity theft. As a federal employee, Senator Patrick Leahy of Vermont now has to worry that the Bank of America announcement puts him at risk of the same fate.
You can't keep continuing, whether it's the government or private companies, to collect all this information on our people and then not protect it.
Leahy is the ranking member of the Senate Judiciary Committee, which has agreed to hold hearings on whether companies that collect and sell personal information should face tougher regulation. One proposal would mandate prompt notification of victims. Linda Foley of the ID Theft Resource Center is a former victim herself, and she says that repairing your credit after a crime is committed is a nightmare no consumer should face. She believes consumers should have the right to freeze their credit before there's any evidence of ID theft.
I'd prefer to be told I have the ability to stop someone from stealing my identity than being told, congratulations, you are now are a victim.
Foley says the loss of the B of A tapes might not lead to any ID theft problems, but she's hoping that members of Congress will take the problem more seriously now that their own information could be at risk. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.